That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. If you're a regular listener of this show, you know that for the most part, I'm pretty chill. And believe it or not, that's true even when it comes to my parenting style. I'm that mom who can stay calm even during a four-year-old meltdown. Seriously. And I know that's kind of a brag, but it's something that I'm proud of. And you might be wondering, okay, Gabby, really, how do you stay calm when your kid's freaking melting down? Well, number one, I know I can trust the universe when the shit hits the fan. That's period. And number two, I lean heavily on my meditation practice. I've been meditating daily for 17 and a half years. Yep, that's right. I've never skipped a day of meditation. I just haven't. And it is this practice that has helped me navigate the most stressful situations in my life. And it's also given me the ability to really lower my anxiety level. So whether you already have a meditation practice or if you've never tried it before, I want to help you cultivate that same sense of inner peace. And it comes with practice and it comes with commitment. And that's why I'm giving you my most impactful guided meditation for anxiety relief. And it's totally free. It's yours. It's a gift from me. People, it's free. So take advantage of this today. This also happens to be one of my favorite meditations, so I'm really excited to share it with you. You can download my free meditation for anxiety relief at deargabby.com/anxiety. I promise you that this practice is going to really help you begin your journey toward profound inner peace. It will give you a tool for self-soothing in moments of anxiety and stress. And I just want you to use it so that you can really create that beneficial inner state of peace that can be very sustainable when you practice and you show up and you give yourself that permission to turn inward. That's deargabby.com/anxiety. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Look, life is super challenging, period. And my therapy has truly helped me recover from trauma, stay sober, be a good wife, be a great mother. It saved my life, truly. And so whether you're struggling with decisions around your career or you're having issues with relationships or just a lot of things, all the number of things that are going on in the world, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. You know, I really love these Friday episodes because it gives me this chance to share something really special with you. Often I like to share my live talks. And today I'm sharing a super high vibe talk that I gave. It's a conversation that's really timely. It's very pertinent. And it's especially true for today's show. In recent weeks, I've shared a couple of my talks from my Australia tour. And today's was recorded live in Melbourne. It's a highly charged episode, and what came through was nothing less than astonishing. Look, my friends, you know me. I never pull a punch or sugarcoat anything, so here it is. Life is freaking hard. No matter how you live your life or try to control things, tough times are inevitable. And we have challenges in our day-to-day life. And sometimes when we're really dealing with these major obstacles or crisis, it can feel like we're trapped. And I'm here to remind you that overcoming challenges can be difficult, but there is always a way out. There is a way through every block. And on today's episode, you will listen to each of these beautiful guests that come through and hear my words to each of them. See what resonates with you. I share very practical tools and strategies to help them overcome hardships and really shift their mindset and build resilience. And I really know that you're going to recognize yourself in these stories and these lessons. So I was really deeply moved by these stories, and I'm so honored that these audience members went there with me. They went there with me. So take it in, listen, see what feels right for you. And I promise applying these methods will help you shift your thinking. So maybe share this episode with a family member or friend who needs it. And drop a review or comment and let me know how you like the episode. I love you guys. Enjoy the show.
All right. Why don't you grab the mic, man, and come sit down. He'll go first. Let's have that lovely man come first. You're already on the stage, baby. Come sit with me. All right. What's your name?
Mark Trilson.
Mark?
Yeah. I'm another Mark.
There's lots of Marks in my life today. I love Marks. Mm. Mark. How can I help you?
Well, a lot of ways you can. 2022, I think for a lot of us, was a terrible year. Derailed mentally in a very horrific way. I feel I let my kids down. I'm a solo dad of three kids. I spent most of the year on the couch, not wanting to get out. I had to sort of con my way through pretending I was doing things for my family, my friends. I feel I went through that. I then went through a phase where I was sort of uncomfortably numb, where I knew that I had to do something, had to get out of the rut. And I think that scared a lot of people because they saw how quickly I went down. And that was a big shock because I'm normally a very energetic sort of guy. So went through the phase of being uncomfortably numb. I then had to own up. I had to stop wallowing and own my shit. And understand that the way forward was to own my shit. So I've been doing that. And I'm in the process now of letting what were the triggers, letting that go, cleaning my house up. And I think where I'd like some help is a lot of those people who supported me, which were wonderful, fantastic, my inner sanctum, they quite rightly are worried about the next phase. They want me to play safe and they want me to do things so I don't relapse.
What were you relapsing into? Addiction or into depression? Or
depression, anxiety. I just spiraled right down. And
Mark, you're not alone in that.
No. I think a lot of people got hit by the COVID bit.
Right? I mean, Mark, we went into a global and we're still in a global mental health crisis as a result of that, my love. Yeah. Okay. Mm. I want to speak to that depression, right?
Yeah.
When you're in depression, it feels like there's no way out.
No way out.
And I want to hold space for what happens to those of us who experience mental illness. I believe that I was gifted the experience of mental illness with postpartum depression and suicidal ideation.
Yep.
And the gift for me was to know what that's like, so that I can really, really, really speak to you and know what you went through.
Thank you.
And understand the fear of going back. Mm. And to speak with conviction about the benefits of having psychiatric support when it's necessary. To speak about the benefits of therapeutic support when it's always necessary. And to remind you that there is always a way out. And I understand the fear of relapse. I understand because one of the biggest things about anxiety and depression is the fear, that it could come right back on, right? But when you have that connection to the part of you that gets anxious and the part of you that gets depressed. And look, I want to be very clear about what I'm saying. Some of our friends in this audience are on psychiatric medication, and this may actually not be as easy for them, let alone may not necessarily be a life without that medication. That's fine. That's great. I'm glad they have it. I'm really sensitive to the topic of mental health because God gifted me the experience of knowing what that means. And so I'm going to speak about it with the path forward, but also the compassion for what it is. But the more that you start to understand and connect to that part of you that is anxious and depressed, the more aware you become of what triggers that part of you.
Yeah.
And the more you spend some time connecting with compassion towards that experience and to the part that led to that experience, the less afraid you have to be of a relapse. Because why do we relapse into old behavior? Because we haven't built the foundation to hold us up. But when we build up that foundation, whether it's, you know, you're getting sober, 12-step recovery, therapy, sponsors, whatever, in your case, therapeutic support, maybe psychiatric support, maybe just being here at Dear Gabby, having a book like Super Attractor, which actually I really want to give you Happy Days, so we'll get you a copy at the door.
Fantastic.
Using your tools, because the more you build up your foundation, the stronger you are. And then if there is a relapse, which there could be, you bounce back faster.
Yeah.
It's not about whether or not we ever relapse. It's how quickly we come back. So I don't want you to fear the future. I want you to be focused and present in building the foundation right here, right now.
Yeah.
Because that alone will give you confidence. So what ways are you building that foundation? Exercise, positive books like this kind of book, listening to Dear Gabby, coming to this show, choosing every day to do that just daily design method, saying prayers, all the things that work for you, work them.
Yeah.
And then you'll feel like you have a lot more power.
Looking forward to it.
You're doing it right now. You're doing it right now.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Well, wonderful.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mark, for speaking on behalf of half of the population right now.
There's a lot out there.
Yeah, there is.
Thank you for all your work, too.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right, who's next? Bring it in.
Hello.
Hi, sweetness. How you doing?
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's your name?
My name's Ash.
Hi, Ash.
Hello. Firstly, thank you so much for being not only my spiritual teacher, but the spiritual teacher for so many in the room. It's kind of crazy because I actually did the manifesting challenge in January and I manifested this moment. Mm. So I'm kind of freaking out a bit.
Wow. Ooh, that's dope.
Thank you. Gabby, what I'd love to know is I started my own recovery journey 3 years ago and I've been clean and sober since then. And as you would know, in that process, I've done a lot of the inner work and I've really looked at my life and I believe that I've found my purpose, which is to fight to remove the stigma around mental health, trauma and addiction. And I've got my podcast Behind the Smile, which is my passion and it's my life's work. However, I'm 35, so I got sober at 32. And in that process, I left a marriage, I moved cities and I completely changed my career path. So as much as I try to hand it over and pray, I do still find myself caught up in fear and particularly fear of time because there are things and questions, big questions that I now have unanswered that I thought I knew the answer to before I got sober. Things like, am I meant to be a mother? Should I go back to the corporate job that was safe or continue on this purpose that I feel is my life's work? I'd just love to know, how do I grapple with that sense of time?
Get over it. There is no time. There literally is no time. There is just, what are you doing today? How are you showing up right now? How are you helping another human stay clean and sober today? How are you, and to answer even the question of like, should I have children or should I? Maybe today you don't want to, and maybe in a year you meet a man and or a woman, whoever it is, and you're like, this is the love of my life and I'm going to have a baby. I think we wrap our heads up and the idea of 35 being old or something, oh my God, no. No, you're a baby. And also, you got sober very young. 32 years old is very young to get sober. You have the rest of your life ahead of you. Don't try to put any kind of timeline on your life. Why? Anytime I've tried to control time, one, nothing ever happened out the way that I thought it should. And two, everything that happened the way it was meant to was way better than what I thought it should be. So as your elder, stay sober, work your program, get serious about your recovery, carry the message every single day, however you do, whether it's through a sponsee or whether it's through a friend or whether it's coming up on stage, and continue to just ask the universe, God, whoever you believe in, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say and to whom? Stop planning. You plan, God laughs. Congratulations on your sobriety.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I'm going to just cut to the chase. I drink AG1 every morning and I love it. Initially, when I was introduced to AG1, I was really excited about streamlining my daily supplement routine. I had so many supplements. I was just trying to get it all in one place. And that's what AG1 is. It's all-in-one foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. AG1 is literally designed to make it super duper easy and avoid overly complicated supplement routines and just live a healthier and better life. And so in one simple drinkable habit, you can replace all of your multivitamins and probiotics. Yep, you got that. Not only does AG1 support your gut health and immune system, I kid you not, it is delicious. I drink AG1 every day, even before my morning coffee. It has become a little morning ritual that I look forward to. AG1 makes me feel great. I feel full of energy. I'm just doing something that's really good for my body, and it's literally raising the standard for quality in the supplement category. So if you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out. Today's show is sponsored by eBoost. My friends, life can be hectic and downright exhausting. No question about it. We talk about it all the time on this show. And whether that's working hard, playing hard, taking care of our families, whatever we've got going on, it takes a lot of energy. So it's no surprise that we could all use a little help in keeping our energy up and keeping that power going through the day. And listen to this. What if I told you that there is an awesome product that can actually do just that? But it also tastes great and is filled with all natural ingredients. eBoost Energy Drink Superfuel is not only so delicious, but it really helps to power you through all those moments that matter. And it's all natural ingredients, which you're not typically getting when it comes to an energy drink. It's really great before or after a workout, maybe in the afternoon when I start to tank. eBoost Superfuel will give you the exact right support you need. And get this, I love eBoost products because they're made from all-natural caffeine that comes from green coffee beans and green tea. Most other energy drinks are made from synthetic caffeine, and that's what leads to the jitters and the crazy intense crash. With Superfuel, you won't have any of that. If you want an energy drink that is made with all-natural plant-based ingredients and tastes great, you've got to try eBoost Superfuel. And eBoost is so confident that you're going to love Superfuel that they're giving you a 4-pack for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. Take advantage of this offer today and go to eBoost.com/Gabby to get your free 4-pack of Superfuel.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm so happy to meet you right now.
So nice to meet you.
My name's Liz. I am a nurse. And I love my job. I love caring for people.
Let's have a round of applause for her, because the nurses are human angels. You truly are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love my job and I love everything a part of it. I worked through COVID. I saw a lot of tragedy, a lot of sadness and loss, and you know, good moments too, with everyone who came together and working as a team to save lives, which is really amazing. I obviously had my own loss and my own struggles, but I just, I guess, it affected my vibration. It's affected my energy and what I attract as well. So I guess my question is, how can I protect my energy and continue to give that compassion to other people while keeping my cup full? And yeah.
It's a specific kind of person who can do that work. And it's something that you'll grow to be very proud of, which if you're not already, which I believe you are. But it's difficult on a good day, let alone during a global pandemic. And so many of the nurses, ICU nurses, so many of the nurses I've spoken to post-COVID have a lot of PTSD. So I want to give you the guided path to heal that trauma because it's required for your well-being. Because you said it, my vibration is low. Of course, how could it not be? You watched people die. You watched people lose their life alone. You may have been the only person in the room. I mean, that moved me to tears just thinking about that. So I want you to do whatever it takes to get yourself back into that state of grace because we need you. But you need your life. And you know what? If you decided I can't do this anymore, that's okay too, my love. That's okay too. That's okay too. So I'm going to give you happy days. We'll get you a book from the table, okay? And I want to highly, highly recommend that you go headfirst into the trauma recovery. There's a specific type of trauma recovery called somatic experiencing, which I write about in the book. And it's a lot of the physical work for healing trauma. So the heart holds, the head holds, physical movements, exercise, dance. It's stuck in your body and in your brain, right? And you become frozen in time. So there's a thawing out that has to occur. And so right here in this room right now, we can all extend a lot of compassion, gratitude, and love to her right now, okay?
Thank you.
Do you have support right now?
I have a very supportive family, very supportive group of friends. I'm really blessed in that sense. And I'm blessed with my job too. They do support us all and they all understand how it can be. But yeah, I'm very loved. I'm very lucky.
And here's the deal. It might take a minute, might take a day, might take a month, might take a year, might take 10 years. I don't know. But every day can be better than the next. You've lived through a real big T trauma. But you watch people's bodies heal. Your soul, your brain, your nervous system can heal too. The same way you would tell somebody you need to go do PT because you broke your leg, you need to go do the therapeutic support systems and work the same way someone with a broken leg would do because our nervous systems become broken, right? Our fear response, our trauma response is so activated, right? So the thing I want to tell you is there's a lot of hope and you have the support and you have the resources. Read Happy Days, the practices that I teach in there and the therapies that I've chosen are transformational for healing trauma.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
You have a fan club here.
Mm-hmm. My name is Susan, and I've been a fan of yours for a long time. And I think that I just want to say that you've helped me through one of the darkest periods of my time. In 2021, I lost my husband, and I don't have any family here. Listening to your talk just now about checking in, you know, moment by moment and connecting to your inner child and compassion, I just want to know, in your opinion, through grief, is there a period of time when you sort of check out and don't do those things?
When I experienced, first of all, I want to just acknowledge your loss. I'm so happy I could be your friend at that time. So while maybe you didn't feel like you had friends or family here, you had me, and I'll never leave you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But what I do want you to know is when I experienced the loss of my son, there was a period where my friends kept being like, because I wasn't crying. I went through a very dissociated period where I was just flatlined. And my friends would be like, you know, you can cry. You can let it out, Gabby. Like, you know, just don't be afraid to let it out. And I'd say, nope. The dissociative part of me that checks out, she's doing a really good job right now. She's protecting me. And she's doing a really good job right now. Now, would I want to stay there for a decade? No. But for that period that I was checked out, that was what I needed to be. That's exactly where I needed to be. And that's a part of us. It's a protection mechanism. It's a protector part. And so you have had a grief, a very big wound. There's going to be a lot of different protection mechanisms that are going to come up. We can thank them for their great service. And when you start to do some of this work, they can start to relax. So let it be how it needs to be and slowly continue to chip away. And you'll see, you'll notice that checked out part will slowly start to relax and let more in, let more in. But remember what I talked about with titrating. Let it in, close it up, let it in. You don't want to blow it out right away. It's a lot. It's too much for your system to handle. So go slow.
One of the check out methods was me actually I bought this ticket last year and I wanted to, this part of me said, and I'm just too flat. I don't want to come for it. But coming here, I've met 4 beautiful friends. You know, we just met outside. We don't know each other.
You're cheerleaders.
Yeah. So I'm really glad. And the other thing is about comparing ourselves. So like Candace, I compare myself to you, you know. I compare myself to starting a widow farm in which there's already one. And I think I just need to do the work. Yeah.
And, you know, we call it the work, right? Like do the work. I don't like that word work. I say it myself, but let's call it get back into you, right? Take the daily small actions. Because when we think about work, it's daunting. But really what it is small actions daily towards that healing and that grace. And so if we leave here today and you're like, oh, I can do one small thing daily towards reconnecting to that grace inside of me, I can do that. I could read a passage of the book. I could listen to an audio. I could go for a walk. I can connect to my new friends. One small thing daily. Maybe you add more, but as long as you hit one.
I think my one small thing would be saying that prayer.
Lots of prayers. Take that book right there, Super Attractor.
Thank you.
Yes, my love. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Sometimes there's nothing like a great audiobook. Now, don't get me wrong, I love reading, but there is something about just listening to a story being told to you, and that can be really soothing and relaxing. And sometimes in the case of Dipsy stories, it can be really fun and sexy too. Dipsy stories are like a passport to a world of sun-kissed adventures and unforgettable encounters this summer. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, fun, and will I say it again, sexy stories. And what's really awesome is that they are all designed by women for women. Dipsy has this lovely way of telling stories where it's truly feeling like you are being brought to life by them. The characters are amazing and these immersive soundscapes that really enhance the experience. And these people are so smart, they're using some of the top TikTok creators as the storytellers. So brilliant. Dipsy's library of content is always being updated and new content released every week. So there are always tons of new stories to explore. And of course, you can go back to your favorites again and again. And there's more. They even have a super soothing sleep story and wellness sessions available to you. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Gabby. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/Gabby. dipsystories.com/Gabby.
Hello, my love.
Hi, darling.
Hi, darling.
I'm Danny.
Very cute look.
Thank you. It's lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So I've had this story that I've been working on from childhood, and that was that I need to be a big girl. And the issue is that it's really served me well until now. I've created a lot of success for myself. I do work that's really meaningful. I love it. I have financial security, 3 great kids. My life is great. But I've come to a stage in my life where, you know, in a culture where we celebrate being a boss bitch, you know, I am that and I'm proud of it, but I'm fucking exhausted. And that hustle, it's not appealing anymore. And I've come to a point where I want to be able to receive and for someone or others to say, you know, Danny, I'll take the lead this time. And to get in back into my feminine energy and maybe meet the nice guy who can be that for me. And I'm just struggling. Even at lunch today, I was with my beautiful girlfriend and, you know, I insisted on paying. And she's like, bitch, you need to learn to receive. I'm fucking sick of this. But I don't want to lose the success and everything that I've built. And I just don't know how to find that balance.
What a great question, Danny. Okay. So be the big girl is the story, right? She's done a lot of good in your life, right? But she's also a protector part. So let me really break this down for you. We're children. We have these experiences. In your case, it might have been like, Danny, be the big girl, right?
Divorce.
Divorce. Okay. So you had to take care of, you felt responsible. I got to fix everything. I got to take care of everybody. So the little girl who experienced divorce is a very extreme feeling. And that becomes like an exiled little child. We say unconsciously, I don't want to feel that again. Bye-bye. I'm going to lock you up. And I'm going to build up all these protection mechanisms so I never have to feel that pain again. And so Danny says, I'm going to be a big girl. I'm going to do everything perfectly. I'm going to have success. I'm going to prove myself to my parents and to the world and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to take care of myself because nobody else can take care of me. And so on and so on and so on. So we've got the exiled child part that was traumatized, big T or small T. We all have got them. We've got the protectors. In your case, they're like managers, right? I'm going to manage my whole world so that I don't have to feel that pain. But when the managing doesn't work anymore, we get what's called firefighters, which are the addictive parts. For you, it might have been workaholism. And we go right to that firefighter. Oh, that managing isn't working anymore. It's too extreme. That exiled part got triggered. Boom, I'm going to go grab a drink. I'm going to go pick up the work. I'm going to go get on the porn. I'm going to go get the food. I'm going to get to the place where I can, even dissociation, where I can numb that pain, put out the fire.
Yeah.
So as we start to do the 3 C's and check in, the check-in process, noticing when you're next triggered and you go to pay the bill or you go to fix everything at work, take a moment, choose to check in. Become curious about all those feelings inside. It's the young part. What do I know about this boss bitch? What does she want me to know? What does she want to reveal? Let her talk to you. Ask the part. She's just a protection mechanism that's living inside of you like a child. And then ask her with compassion and connection, what do you need? What we're doing is we have a lot of little people that live inside of us. Are you with me on that? The exiled thing happened. We had trauma as children, whatever it might be, divorce, sexual violence, feelings of inadequacy, being told you're not good enough, a parent leaves, financial insecurity, you name it. And we feel so much shame and terror from those experiences that we'll do whatever we can to build up the protector parts, controlling, manipulating, checking out, depression, anxiety, to protect against that difficult pain. Then we have the extreme firefighters that have to put out the fire. So you've got a manager who's the boss bitch, and then you've got the workaholic.
Okay. Definitely.
So,
and ironically, I'm a divorce lawyer, so.
You're the boss bitch for the other boss bitches, right?
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Here's the message to her. Danny, The boss bitch has done a lot of good in the world. And we don't want to lose her, and you don't want to lose her edge. But you can soften her edges. These parts of us, I can look back at my cocaine addict part and say, thank you. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for pushing down the impermissible dissociated memories from your childhood that you are not ready to remember until 10 years later. Thank you. I can look at the controlling part of me and say, all right, you're still, you know, doing your thing, but you're getting softer. So even though we have extreme parts, they've done a lot of good. And so this check-in process of getting to know them and respect them, that little girl, she's been working so hard, Danny, to keep you from feeling the pain of that divorce.
Yeah, you're right.
So what happens if you started to just check in with her every day and give her some compassion and connection and calm? She could soften.
Yeah.
And slowly and slowly and slowly, what happens as you soften, that feminine energy starts to multiply. And that's what we're longing for.
Yep.
That check-in process is yours. Let me pull a card for you. Okay. In every moment, the universe is conspiring to bring me toward right-minded thinking and the energy of love. I got two. When I'm connected to my joyful presence, I attract support from the universe.
Thank you.
That was what I was meant to get to, my love. My love, thank you. Thank you. You're beautiful. Keep it up, girl. You do look like a hot boss bitch, though. So this audience has come today with such an open heart and such an open mind. And I want you to continue to stay connected to the moments and the synchronicities and the grace and all that is revealed to you over and over and over again as you continue on this journey of turning inward. I want you to hear me when I tell you this. No matter how difficult you may feel that your life circumstances could be in this moment, no matter how much you might be struggling, in any given moment, no matter what is happening, we can choose again. We can choose to see through the lens of possibility. We can choose to see through the lens of love. We can choose to seek solutions rather than problems. We can choose to remember that the universe has our back. Take that home with you. Remember this day. Remember the feelings and the energy and the golden light that we created in this room. Take it home with you and commit to it and show up for it and realign with it every single moment of your day. Take this energy from this room and let it multiply. I am so proud to be here with you as your teacher. It is a privilege. It is an honor. It is my greatest absolute joy in life to be in the presence of souls who are awakening in this way. God bless you. Thank you so much, Melbourne. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I will be back. Thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah. I love you. I love you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.